Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby County and Burton Albion defender Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you reaction from another dramatic night at Pride Park. Derby County led Burton by 2-0, let the lead slip only to snatch victory in the final minutes thanks to captain Connor Hourihan. We'll bring you reaction from the camp shortly. Derby got in front through Tom Barkhuizen and James Collins before they let it slip. Barks, but they won it in the end. Where do you want to start with that one?
Well, it wasn't the cagey, tight game that we thought about at the start of the game. In the past, it's always been minimal goals scored here and fiercely contested. It was definitely well contested between the two sides, but at 2-0, you fancied Derby kicking on and maybe getting a goal or two more, but that wasn't the case. Whether it was a lack of maybe discipline, concentration, professionalism, however that pans out at 2-0, you have to make it more comfortable for yourself, and we didn't. Burton were excellent in the second half. They fought back really well. They got a couple of well-taken goals, and it looked like it was going to end up two apiece, and that wasn't the case. We pushed till the end, and Connor got the all-important third goal.
We've just seen the stats there. Did Derby deserve to win it, all things considered?
They did. They had the better chances, they had more possession, they had better opportunities. They looked more threatening in the final third. And that's not really surprising if you think of Collo getting so many goals this season, Mendes Lang obviously scoring, getting assists, Barkhuizen starting to find some form. So in the attacking sense, more of a threat, probably got the more exceptional players in this league. Burton always were competing, were always fighting, but have lacked that over the course of the season. So it's probably a one that the manager wouldn't have liked to have gone the way it did, and maybe the way they won it is probably the positive thing. The last gasp winner, the elation right at the end, is probably the thing to take from this game more than anything. And the most important thing is getting the 3 points.
Yeah, Derby scored their 50th goal of the campaign tonight as well. Second top scorers in League One. Only Peterborough with 52 have scored more. Let's hear from Derby's boss. It's never boring for Paul Warne.
A lot older than I intended to. Very tired. No, I'm really proud of the fact we won. I'm just disappointed in, you know, at 2-0 we should be better than that, and we weren't collectively. We just let them back in. Fair play to Burton. They got, you know, a sniff of blood, and then, you know, goals change games all the time. So at 2-0, you really want the next goal. If you concede, it gives them a bit of ascendancy. And then, obviously, the second goal we concede is unforgivable, really. So that was a problem. And then I just felt we just lost a bit of our edge then. And that is partly due to the ascendancy Burton then feel, and they all of a sudden feel a bit quicker, a bit brighter. There's 2-2, they're back in it. But I just thought that we then, what's the best way to put it? I don't think we sort of puffed our chests out enough to say, look, come on, we're fine. There's a lot of time left. Just play the way we were playing. You create chances and hopefully you'll take them. I just thought we lost our way a little bit. But we did create enough chances to win the game. I don't think Josh had a save to make other than the two goals going in. However, it felt a lot worse in the moments because they had long throws, corners that we had to defend quite well. And then obviously had to make a couple of changes. And then obviously for Connor to get the winner is a good feeling. And it did feel amazing on the side of the pitch. But it just felt like one of them nights we would, for 2 minutes to go, it felt 2 minutes, felt like 2 hours. 20 seconds felt like half an hour. So I was just pleased when the ref, excuse me, finally blew, and we'll play a lot better, no doubt. But to win and to go joint second, I think that is. And I think, you know, we said to the lads at the start of the season, if you want to go up, this is how it looks. You know, it isn't easy to win every week. It isn't. You need to average 2 points a game. So we've got back to that, and hopefully we can pick up points again at the weekend that keeps us in the ascendancy. So generally speaking, pleased with large parts of the game and disappointed with a percentage of the game, I think it's fair to say.
You've been involved in plenty of late drama recently. How pleased were you that the moment fell to your captain tonight?
Yeah, really pleased. I mean, I was really pleased with the first goal tonight as well. I need to say that. With Hammy showed the wide players a video about, you know, both getting in the box, one crossing, one in, because we keep trying to reinstall that into the lad's psyche. So it was a great first goal, and then the second goal for Tom to win a majestic Frank Stapleton header at the far post to set James up with a goal was great. And then obviously for the captain to get the winner, I'm really pleased. He's a brilliant pro who tries to do everything right to give himself the best, you know, the best shape he can be in. And he's always been available since I've been here, and he's a great leader. So for him to score seemed fitting. We had a really good chance before that, which would have been a great goal when it fell to Colo on the volley. I thought that would have been some sweet finish, but unfortunately that didn't go in. So for Skip to score feels good.
We talked after the game on Tuesday, the defeat in the Cup to Bradford, about complacency being an issue, and yeah. It seems as though it maybe was again tonight at 2-0. How much does that worry you?
Yeah, I don't think complacency worries me. I think you just got to, if you want to win, and I know we all know what winning looks like, but you just have to do the right things all the time. It's not optional. You can't pick and choose when you think, you know, whether you take one touch or two touch or... So I just thought that, you know, a couple of bad decisions we got punished on. In fairness to Seddon, he drove from, you know, Nat and hit it in the one part of the goal that the keeper can't save, and he hit it sweet. So I don't think collectively the group got arrogant. I don't think they went off it. I thought more so that when it went to 2-2, they just lost confidence more than complacency. So I think it was a different problem, so to speak. But even in that time... you know, like I said, Josh didn't make a save. We still were creating chances, but we probably weren't as fluent as we were early in the game. But then at 2-2, after the initial furore, it felt like Burton sank in a little bit, and it was harder to break him down, and it felt edgy, and, you know, everyone's desperate for the winning goal. So, and now I don't think I can criticise the group for complacency. I just think for just making a couple of bad decisions, and we got punished on them. And like I said to him in there, you know, we need to, you know, stick to the script.
You mentioned the position of the table. You're up to third. You're level on points with second place Peterborough, point behind the leaders. You keep the chase up, don't you?
Yeah, we're averaging 2 points a game, which I'm obsessed with. But, yeah, the lads keep going. And, you know, we don't see other teams play every week. So we don't know how great, you know, Peterborough's win was at Charlton. Or, you know, we don't watch every single game. We're not insane. So, you know, we won tonight 3-2. Look, we can be better, but we won. And fundamentally, at the end of the season, you don't want to live in regret. And that's what I said to the lads before. Don't live in regret. Give everything you've got. And, you know, if that was the best version of ourselves tonight, I'll be surprised. But you have to respect the opposition, and we won. And that's all I'm pleased with. I don't think we picked up any injuries. And, yeah, we can go home and have a deserved sleep.
Derby boss Paul Warne, not insane, not yet anyway. Who knows by the end of this season, Sean. Derby win 3-2. They do it the hard way. They look so comfortable when they went 2-0 up. Tom Barkhuizen with the first goal and involved in the second as well. One of the better nights for him. But it was all one-way traffic, really, up till that point.
It was. We knew that Burton would fight and would try and win the duels and compete. They've lacked that little bit in possession in the final third, which I thought was evident for long spells, and fully enough until it went to 2-0. And then they seemed to kind of galvanise themselves and find an opportunity to drive up the pitch and create space in the attacking areas. So it's going to be one of them games that the manager won't be too pleased about. Ignore the euphoria and the adulation right near the end where you get your 3 points and you pick up a last-minute victory. They were in a good position at 2-0 and they dominated long spells and had opportunities. And at that point, you should make sure that you go on and make it more comfortable. We didn't. Burton got themselves back in the game. They fought extremely hard to get to 2-2. And then as they dropped, as Derby kept on pressing forward, it's whether or not they had the quality in the end, and Connor stepped up with, which was a lovely finish right on the edge of the box to find the far corner. So, again, I said it in commentary, you have to find ways to win, and we've done it again today.
And he's the man, isn't he, Derby's captain, that you probably want those chances to drop to. And he's starting to build a bit of a catalogue of late goals in that sort of circumstance here particularly.
Yeah, he has. And he doesn't miss too many opportunities when they fall for him in around the edge of the box. I think there was one in the first half that he didn't quite catch properly. He doesn't kind of get it wrong too many times, his technique and his, for me, the quality was the composure. It was frantic, it was hectic in the, in the box. There were blocks, there were tackles, there were bodies in there. And he just had the assurance and confidence to watch the ball onto his left foot, find the far corner. So it was a wonderful goal and a fitting way to finish the game, which was very backwards and forwards in that second half.
As you said earlier, Derby probably deserved it on balance. And while we have to criticise for the lapse in concentration or whatever it may have been that let Burton back in the game, how much credit do you have to give Derby for, again, as they did at Oxford, I know in slightly different circumstances, but they found a way to win, they kept going?
They have, and we've seen different ways of them winning. We've seen them dominate games. We've seen them have a wonderful kind of possession, building through the pitch. We've seen a different game where they've ground out a result, they've had to compete, they've had to win duels. So we're seeing different kind of strengths in their character. I think we questioned that early in the season. Some of the players and some of the performances weren't up to speed, and hence us not being consistent, especially here at home. That's changed in the last couple of months, and we have a bad result. We seem to pick ourselves back up. We have a bad performance, and we recover to dominate games. So we're seeing an all-round kind of group squad here. We could have made it a lot easier for ourselves, and I wouldn't have been surprised if we got the second and third. We didn't do that. We made it difficult, but to show the character in the end, to get the 3 points was the plus over the 90 minutes.
A couple of standout issues on both goals conceded, obviously. There's usually a mistake involved somewhere when you concede. Decision-making on the halfway line for the second, and maybe a question about how Callum Elder is left one-on-one with Joe Hugill in the first place. And the first, just too easy for Seddon once he won the ball.
It was. Well, it wasn't a... They didn't give a free kick, the referee. I thought it was a free kick on second viewing. Mendes Lang took too long on the ball. We saw those little moments for us, especially in the first half, when we won it quickly in around that central area, breaking, dominating in that final third with forward runners and a bit of pace. That's where we were getting our joy, and we gave it back to Burton when we took too many touches. It could have been a foul, could have been a free kick. The referee didn't blow, and Seddon was allowed to drive 10, 20, 30 yards towards the edge of the goal with nobody going tight to him, nobody forcing something on him, and he had no other options apart from going for goal. And you can't fault the finish, you can't fault Seddon for finding that far corner, and it just twisted the game back again into Burton believing that they could get something from it. And then obviously they get the second goal, which was, you know, however you look at it, leaving 1v1 at the back, being switched off, Elder has to do better with that ball. I think he's tried to step into the pitch to nick it, misjudged it, and again the finish from Hugo was outstanding. To get in a 1v1 and finish the way he did was deserving. And at 2-2, you didn't know which way it was going to go.
Yeah, but Derby got that crucial winner to take another victory. 10 wins out of 12, as we've said, they're up to third in the League One table, which we'll show you in full in just a moment. More reaction from downstairs first, though. Here's defender Aaron Cashin.
Yeah, we made it a little bit hard for ourselves, but Connor does what he does best, and he's been doing that for years, and he, you know, it's a great finish from him. And yeah, the actual feeling there now is, it feels better when it's late on, do you know what I mean? But hopefully we don't keep leaving it last minute.
Yeah, is that part of the reason, that quality, that you guys voted him as captain start of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just the stuff off the pitch. Obviously, he's got the quality on the pitch. And like you say, how many years has he been doing that? So, yeah, just buzzing that we got the win. I think if we would end up on a draw, it would have felt like points lost, because we had enough to win the game. And like I say, we didn't make it the easiest for ourselves, but yeah, just buzzing to win.
For 2 or 3 minutes in that second half, you were second in the table. Burton fought back. Can you sort of explain what happened when you went two up?
Yeah, I think we maybe got a little bit complacent, and the gaffer was just saying, like, we can still get better, even though, you know, we're a point off top now. We can still get better, and that just shows the sort of levels that we and the standards that we have and what we, you know, are trying to drive at the club. So, yeah, like I say, we got a little bit sloppy and we had a little bit of a wobble, but as good teams do and champions do, you know, you win when you're maybe not playing or when you have a little bit of a wobble. And, yeah, Cons got us out.
How quickly did you have to change that mindset from, OK, we're two up, now it's 2-2, now we have to go and get that winning goal?
Yeah, I think you can sort of panic and you can just start shelling balls, but I don't think we did that. I think we stayed calm, we stayed patient, and we kept moving the ball quick and getting balls into the box and sustaining attacks, and they were getting tired. They were so just to sustain them attacks, eventually they're going to make a mistake, and crossing the box, and good finish.
10 wins out of 12 in the league is the current run, and it sort of looks as though you're going to have to keep it up because it's really tight up there.
Yeah, I think if anything, we've got the players to keep doing it. So, just looking forward. I think when you're on that sort of winning streak and, like you say, winning 10 out of 12, I think the more games you can get, the better, you know what I mean? So just hopefully they come thick and fast.
That's Derby defender Erin Cashin. Results from the weekend then. Bolton's game against Cheltenham was abandoned in pretty tragic circumstances. Our thoughts go out to all involved, of course. Everyone else in and around the promotion mix won at the weekend. Barnsley with a victory. Stevenage with a victory as well. With the notable exception of the leaders, Portsmouth, who lost 3-0 at home to Leighton Orient. They are really struggling at the moment, Pompey. Win for Peterborough as well. They left it late to take victory at Charlton. That's taken them up to second in the table. And this is how the table looks after Derby's victory tonight. For about 3 minutes, the Rams were second. They needed a win by two clear goals to move ahead of Posh this evening. And as you can see, there is a bit of discrepancy now in the number of games played. Bolton in fourth. If they were to win all their games in hand on Portsmouth, that would be 7 points clear of them and probably top of the table. As it stands, both Peterborough and Derby are within a point of the leaders with a game in hand. Bolton, I've mentioned, but Oxford, Barnsley, Stevenage, not that too far back either. Not much changes at the bottom half tonight, except Burton have played another game more. They are only 5 points above the bottom four, but Reading, off the pitch especially, are in real, real trouble. And that's all from us for tonight. If you want more reaction to this evening's game, it'll be on the website, dcfc.co.uk. And we're back with you on Saturday to see if Derby can win again. From me, Barks, and the team, good night. Bye-bye.